Israel, settler, colonialist, apartheid state. 6 years ago, when Israel launched a blitzkrieg against Gaza, it left only after some 700 Gazans, men, women, and children, were dead. This occurred under George W. Bush, with a U.S. neocon administration winking, nodding, and blowing kisses of approval. Today, under neoliberal rule, we see that something indeed has changed under Barack Obama. It has gotten worse. For this time, Israel may double the death toll from July 2008. It's already close, with 1,350 deaths of Palestinians. When one looks at the news, one must remember the old adage that in war, the first casualty is truth. For despite the PR war that projects Israel as avoiding civilians in their battle against the government of Hamas, the fact is Israel intentionally targets civilians, which is a war crime. Don't take my word for this. Zeev Schiff is Israel's preeminent military analyst, and he has stated in Haaretz newspaper, quote, "The Israeli army has always struck civilian populations," unquote. Schiff added that they do so purposely and consciously. Schiff explained that the army has never distinguished civilian from military targets, but purposely attacks civilian targets. One would know this listening to U.S. news coverage, which makes Palestinian suffering virtually invisible while privileging Israeli voices and perspectives even when absurd. Loss, too, is the real source of this carnage. Over half a century of Israeli violation of international law by massive land theft, water theft, and the imposition of a cruel military occupation by a settler colonialist state which has no use for the indigenous peoples of Palestine and yet lusts for its land. Gaza has become an open-air prison, the largest on earth, presided over by an apartheid government that kills its citizens like it's killing chickens. Obama, echoing Bush, talks about Israel's massacres by saying Israel has the right to defend itself. But one wonders, doesn't Palestine have that right as well? From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.